Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host for beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, the program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. Well, this is a big week. We're going to be entering into the season of Lent. On Wednesday, we celebrate Ash Wednesday, and we enter this penitential season, a very, very important season in the church year. And for me this year, I think it's particularly important for all of us to be able to dive deeply into it and the whole meaning of the season, to draw near to the Lord, to walk through and pay attention to the readings closely throughout, to embrace the disciplines of Lent, to be able to examine ourselves, to exercise fasting and abstinence as the church calls us to do it, to make it sacrificial, really to enter into deep repentance. Why? Why this year in particular? Well, just because of what we're all living through, a tremendous shaking in the culture, tremendous upheaval in our politics, that's revealing just a tremendous amount of disorder and corruption and lots of problems. And then in the church itself, division. So there's a lot there. And I think the Lord wants each one of us to be able to not only enter into it for our own benefit, to be able to, as always, to be before the Lord and say, Holy Spirit, help me see who I am in Christ. Holy Spirit, help me see where I am in my journey, in my relationship with the Father. Show me what areas of my life I need to let go of, where I need to repent. So that's there, but also I think a deep collective repentance for the condition of the church, the condition of our whole political system and culture and where it's gotten. And you may not be personally responsible for anything, but it matters for the body of Christ in a country, for the people of God, for Catholics, and to say together, we are one body, and Lord, we see the manifest weakness and the manifest confusion, the manifest resistance and worldliness that's in the church that, Lord, is offensive to you, and we pray and we fast and we want to do penance. So it's an important season. Because it's easy with the busyness of life to kind of just habitually go through the seasons because they come and go and they're here every year. But how we respond to them now, I think, really matters. And it postures us to hear the Lord more fully and effectively and then to be able to follow his leadership. Because all of this stuff is happening under the permissive will of God. That's not outside God's will ultimately. And he's engaged, and he hears our prayers, and he responds to our response to him. You know, he's going to lead us, move us, and to the degree that we respond to him, we're going to experience his blessing, his encouragement, and he's going to guide us. And so if we can be more awake and alert to the Lord in this season, it will be very helpful for the times that we're living in. Because to me, the key to everything in the culture, the civilization, is the church. When the church is the church, she's a light, she's salt, she's a living, vital organism that's touching people's lives. But when she's weak, when she's divided, when she's confused, when she's embracing false teaching, when she's allowing all kinds of things to happen in her, and leaders aren't leading and preachers aren't preaching, and it's obvious some of that's going on, but there's real trouble there. And so when the church is weak, the light goes dim. And as Pope Benedict XVI said, I've mentioned it many times on the program, he said that what we're experiencing today is that the faith is in danger of dying out in many places in the world today. He said what's happening is humanity's pushing God from the human horizon. That includes the life of many baptized people, especially now that the cultural pressure is coming against fundamental things, unequivocally important, essential, unchangeable realities that are the foundational elements of our faith and God's plan and purpose in creation are being called into question, are being challenged, are being aggressively come against. And so if we're not deeply rooted in the Lord and we're not living in that eternal perspective and the virtues and the gifts that we've been given, the spiritual gifts that we've been given by the Lord, like, for example, the fear of the Lord. Remember, Jesus' delight was to be in the fear of the Lord, Isaiah chapter 11 tells us. But having these gifts of courage and fortitude and the rest to be able to live through, have the wisdom to know how to live in the will of God in a challenging and difficult time, that's stuff that isn't going to just automatically happen. It's what we have to seek. We have to pursue. We have to thirst for. We have to long for. We have to use our time, our talent, our energy to lay hold of it. It's very, very important for us to be able to do that because we are in it. We're in a live battle. We're in a major, major cultural, spiritual, civilizational battle. And it's coming to everyone's home at one level or another. And we don't need to be afraid of it. We don't need to run and hide from it. We need to make sure we're living in the will of God, living in the Lord, receiving the resources that He intends us to have that will give us all the strength we need to be able to face whatever comes our way. So I want to look at this week a perspective, kind of a spiritual perspective of where we're at, maybe you call it a prophetic perspective, of how to understand the moment that we're living through so that we can hear the Lord in it and we can follow Him because He wants to lead the church to become everything she's meant to be in this moment. So today I want to just take the last few minutes of the program here to reflect on an essential, obvious, but very essential element of our moving forward as individuals, families, and communities. In this season of Lent, let's draw closer to the Eucharist. Let's go to the Eucharist more often, if you can. Let's place ourselves in the context of that corporate prayer when we are most united to Christ, and let's ask Jesus to show us what He wants to show us. As He seeks to feed us and strengthen us, He wants to teach us through the Eucharist. The Eucharist is, in my opinion, I mean, the church teaches is the source and summit of our faith, but one way that's been helpful for me to look at it, not to diminish what I just said, that clearly is an amazing way to express in a total way what the Eucharist is about, but it's a fundamental, defining, central act of the church in her public worship, where Christ teaches us. He speaks to us. We gather around Him. We're in deep, profound communion with Him. The deed by which we have been saved, His death on Calvary, the offering of His life in love to the Father and laying down His life for us and dealing with the problems of sin and death, the world, the flesh, and the devil, making it possible and make it possible for us to be able to participate in what the Father did through Jesus, is doing through Jesus, is beginning the new creation when He raised Him from the dead and filled Him with glory. The Eucharist, it defines who we are as a church. We become, you might say, people have said this, what we worship. And it creates the culture of the church. Why? Because it's the central cult. It's the place of worship. I mean, that term cult has a contemporary definition that predominates, but basically it's the worship of the people. And our worship is an offering. We're seeing the reality of who God is and what God has done is being presented to us. Jesus reveals to us that act of love is represented to us, and He reveals to us the nature of God, that God is self-donating love. He reveals to us what it means to be human, that is first and foremost to give to God what belongs to God, to make our life an offering. As I've said a number of times in the program recently, these beautiful passages in Revelation and 1 Peter and places like that where the apostles really knew it and laid hold of it, He's made us a kingdom of priests. You know, you're priest, prophet, and king, baptized and confirmed into these realities. What does it mean you're a priest? Well, you're not a sacramental priest like our parish priest, but what are we? We're a people with the help of that priest who stands in the person of Christ, who make of our entire life an offering. And you say, okay, well, what are you going to offer your life to? Well, I'm going to follow that man right there, Jesus. He's shown us the way. This is why He's the way. He's shown us the place, the only place that's worth the total offering of the human person. Now, We give ourselves as a total offering to all kinds of things. People do it in the world, to their career, to their entertainment, to whatever idol they have that they're totally devoted to. And it could be completely separated from God. Whatever it is human beings are giving themselves to, that's an act of offering of their time, talent, energy, focus. It's their whole life that consumes them. No matter what it is, it's lower than them. Because why? They're made in the image and likeness of God. And what they're made for is relationship with God. Nothing in this world will ultimately satisfy that longing in the human heart. Our destiny and our dignity is so much higher and so much greater than anything this world can offer. It doesn't mean that all the things in the world are bad, but they're not sufficient. They don't rise to, they'll never quench the desire. They'll never satisfy the longing because they're not capable of it, because we're fundamentally made for God. And Jesus said, look at me on that cross. Look at me. What is he saying to us with his arms wide open toward us and his arms wide open to the Father? He's receiving the will of the Father. He's fulfilling the first commandment, the great and first commandment, he described it as. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. He's communicating to you and to me, and he's telling us this is the way to your destiny. This is the way to ultimate fulfillment. This is the definition of fulfillment, what you're seeing me right here do. This is the road to happiness. This is the road to meaning, true meaning, and eternal life. So he's saying, this is what love looks like. It begins with giving to my Father, giving to God what belongs to him. And Jesus said that love is expressed by how he humbled himself. He humbled himself. He became obedient even unto death. And therefore, the Philippians 2, and therefore God has highly exalted him. We do a lot of exalting of ourselves on this earth, a lot of self-congratulations and agreements to exalt one another, but it all passes away. It's very limited, very passing. But we're made to ultimately be exalted and enter the presence of God himself and share in his life. That only happens when we humble ourselves and we become obedient, starting with the first commandment, giving to God what belongs to God. And then when we do that, when we trust Jesus, and he said, this is where you should sell out. This is how you should live. When you make that total offering to the Father and of your whole life as an offering of love and obedience and gratitude to God, which Eucharist means thanksgiving, what ends up happening is you're going to, the second commandment follows on it, to love neighbor. If you love God, you're going to love neighbor. The more you're radically in love with God, the more that love is going to flow out of you concretely for your neighbor, just like it flowed out of Jesus. It's crucial, friends, that we allow this worship, this teaching of Jesus, this communal, public, highest form of our worship together, it's what forms the culture. It's what forms us as a people. It defines who we are. It shows us the way to live. It's a way of life of a people. And then what comes from a healthy people comes healthier politics and the rest of it. But we can maybe talk about more of this tomorrow. But God bless you, friends. Have a good day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.